Do you struggle with something called perseverating? Did you know that God can use that struggle as a way to show agape towards others? Are you scratching your scalp thinking, what on earth is perseverating and what on earth is agape? Stay tuned and find out. Hey guys, I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope and pray that you're doing well. And welcome to a brand new season of Grace and Truth. And what better way to start off this season with today's topic? How to turn perseverating into agape love. First, let's define perseverating. According to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, perseverating is continual involuntary repetition of a mental act usually exhibited by speech or by some other form of overt behavior. Another word for it would be fixated. Okay, so that's what the dictionary says about perseverating. Now, let's define the word agape. It's actually a Greek word. Here's a definition from gotquestions.org. Agape love involves faithfulness, commitment, and an act of the will. It is distinguished from other types of love by its lofty moral nature and strong character. Now, it's important to remember that people who struggle with Asperger's can, in fact, perseverate. Now, how can we fight that? Well, I hate to break it to you, but we need help. But I would like to encourage you to hear how I've been able to overcome perseverating. What I'd like to do first is replace some words. First, we will replace the word perseverate with the word idolize. Now, let's replace the word agape with worship. When we focus on the bad stuff that happened to us and we blame it on others, or if we're obsessed with someone and are putting him or her in place of God, we are idolizing either the event or the person. And yeah, that is a problem. But let's suppose we ask God to work through us and bring people into our lives who can help us on this journey, like Celebrate Recovery, for example. Later, we start to realize, hey, you know, God allowed this event to happen for a reason that would bring glory to him. Or, you know, as I look back, if God had not allowed this person to hurt me and then introduced me to someone who would help me, I would have never received God's healing and I would not be where I am today. Now, that may indeed be fixating, but that is fixating on the Savior, Jesus Christ. And the reality is, that is actually called worship. You see, God can turn hurts into healing. He did that for me. He can do it for you too. One of the ways you can do that is to show agape love towards others, even those whom you have hurt or have hurt you. And you don't have to care about how they respond. I have found more freedom as I've done this for people in my life. If you want an example in the Bible of how God turns hurts into healing, I recommend that you look at the account of Joseph in the book of Genesis, as well as the entire book of Job. Here's an added resource for you as well. Chuck Swindoll from Insight for Living Ministries preached a sermon called Agape, Authentic Love. I have provided a link to the sermon on the info section of this podcast. Grace and Truth is a ministry of the Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness Movement, which exists to help anyone who struggles with Asperger Syndrome to find hope and freedom through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We recommend healthy churches that will welcome them in while holding firm to the gospel without compromise. For more information, go to chewmadenew.com/GCAM. That's Chew, C-H-E-W, madenew.com/GCAAM. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Perhaps you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others. And don't forget to use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the button that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!